Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Making 8 Outreach Live Tailgate Party. We're down in Fort Charlotte, Florida, down here with the Southern States Bull Riding and their number 3 Redman Pro Series event. This is the third one. Let me tell you, rodeo fans, we are getting the introductions underway now. They are getting ready to kick this thing off, and we're going to get into some bull riding. We've got 27 bull riders down here now tonight. We're going to kick things off here momentarily. Rodeo fans, y'all stay tuned. Get ready for some great bull riding action, and we'll be right back.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
How you doing, folks? This is Donnie Newman with the Southern States Bull Riding Association, and you're listening to the SSBR on Making8.com.
Boots, he's at the point of no return.
Steel fans down here in Port Charlotte, Florida, live with the Southern States Bull Riders. Actually have a special guest co-host with us tonight. It's going to be Carl Folletti with the Southern States Bull Riding President. So, Carl, you ready for some great bull riding action tonight?
Yes, Scott, I'm glad I'm here with you. I get to do a little commentating and give a little bit of color commentating, they call it. So, I'll tell you what, I'm going to start out with Drew Carmichael, one of our bull riders working here tonight. Come on, Vinny, give me his picks for this evening. Maybe I can elaborate on that a little bit before we get started with this bull ride.
All right, that sounds good. Well, I got to tell you, it's a pleasure to have you on with us finally. We know you called in back on the ranch shows just a little bit. But let me tell you, this is what it's all about right here, is watching some great bull riding action. And you guys have been putting on some great shows lately. We've been proud to be covering them, and I know these fans back home have really enjoyed listening to them.
All right. I'll tell you what, it's a little bit muddy out here in this arena. There's a nice water spot right smack dab in the middle. I'm just waiting. I don't know. How many times do you think we got to wait before someone hits that big water spot right there in the middle of the arena?
You know what? I don't think it's going to take too long. I'll say maybe the second or third bull rider. We'll find out. I don't know how they're going to run here, but I think by the second or third bull rider, we're going to get some mud there.
I think I'm going to go with these pre-picks while the guys are getting ready to get on their bulls. I know I'm pretty sure you're going to go ahead and see that old Brian Corson's going to get his bull covered. Now, he's getting all the bull branded 337. Now, that name, they have Pac-Man on the list, but that's Swift and Moody he's getting on. He's a brother to Little Bit Moody and Moody Who. He's a straight brother to them, and he bucks just like him, a little black and white hided bull. He's going to go out there and turn back right there in the lash, and I know that you're going to pick Ryan to ride that bull, and there's no doubt about that.
Well, I'll tell you what, we had an exciting matchup last month down here, and Brian Corson made both his rides right out the whistle, took a nice shot to the head. We know he's bouncing back. He's looking to get some retribution down here in Port Charlotte.
I'm trying to figure out who we got down there in that bucking shoe there. I give you a little preview. I'm not sure who it is, though, but I tell you what, my pick tonight is going to be Clay McIntyre on 370 Salty Dogs. That bull right there was, I think Brian was 88 points on him in Lakeland. They said it was a rank ride, and I expect Clay to do the same thing with this bull right there.
Yeah, you're right.
Do we know who the next rider is yet?
Now, trying to find out who we got over there now.
Yeah, look, we got Jason. I'll tell you what, Jason Wade is going to get on this bull called Red Nanner now. Red Nanner was the Bucking Bull of the Year in 2006 with the SSBR. He has not slowed down an inch. Jason Wade, as you well know, 2005 SSBR champion. So champ against champ right here. And that bull is going to be right there, one in the lash to the left. And Jason's really going to have to dive in there to the left to stay on this bull.
Well, he's going to have his hands full, but it'll sure bring him back to the short go-around if he can make eight on him.
Oh, there's no question. I believe Wagner Luciano drew this bull in the short round, the last event we had here, and ended up winning the deal on him with 89 points, if I'm not mistaken. So you know the bull's going to be good. He's one of them draws in the – we got him in the long round tonight, but he's a short-round bull type.
Tell you what, they're running out of room for these short go round bulls. They're having to put them in the long round. Chris Stewart and Jamie Randan, I'll tell you, they have really got their hands on some great stock this year. What do you think?
Yeah, this bull right here is from Chris Stewart's pen. He actually had a stint in the PBR. He was sold to Tony Sharp from the PBR stock contractor, this bull right here, and spent a couple years in the PBR ranks. Got rode a little bit. And decided to bring him back here to the SSBR and show these guys what he learned up there in Big Dog.
Looks like they're getting ready to go down here to this bull fight action. Looks like Buck is shooting number 7. We're going to see what this cowboy can do right here.
Looks like he's still heating his rope up there, Scott. I'm not sure what the holdup is, but Jason is known to take a 3 or 4 reps before he likes what he's getting on, so that don't surprise me a bit.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. While we got a minute, though, we got a great matchup coming up next month with the Pro Man Series challenge, the team challenge there. We'll have to get into talking about that a little bit later.
Yeah, I definitely, you know, I know you're a team owner this year, so I'm going to hear what the big guys you recruited for your team are for sure. We'll elaborate on that a little bit. I got a few comments about that team.
Okay.
It looks like he's got his rope tied down here. Getting ready to go.
For you rodeo fans, we do have Brandon, Adrian, Yama Summer going to be the bullfighters down here tonight. You know, the bullfighters that were down here a month ago had a workout. These guys really have their hands full. It is a muddy arena. These guys are going to be working for us tonight. But we look to see these guys really step in and do a great job for us like they did last month.
Like I said, Scott, there's Jason's taking a sweet old time in there. I know he's an older rider and everything, but this is what you call wearing the bull down. It gives the rider the advantage in the bucking shoot.
All right, there he comes. Back around to the left now. Into his hand, back around. Jason's got it. Oh, brought back on his bucket just a little bit. And he brought it short of the 8-second whistle.
I'll tell you what, Scott, he was making a heck of a bull ride there. I was bull jumped out of it there about three wraps and kind of threw him off to the side there. But, shoot, I thought he just made that one.
Yeah, I thought he had a good ride there for a too, and turned out about that third or fourth turn, he just got kind of rocked back on his pockets there and ended up brought him down a little bit early. No score for Jason Wade. Got to slide on down, see what Cowboys we got coming up next. I mean, it looks like it's going to be all the way down to the far end, buck and shoot number eight.
Like I said, that buck and shoot's about 100 yards away from us, so I can't really see who that is. Well, sounds like it's going to be Wagner Luciano leading the series here. This is a big ride right here now.
I believe you're right, Carl. I'll tell you what, Broken Arrow, another one of Chris Stewart's bulls. You know, I think Wagner's got his hands full, but we actually saw Wagner ride last night up in Brandon, Florida at Crosstown Arena, and tell you what, he's geared up. He's ready to go tonight.
Yeah, Scott, I know this bull real well, and he's actually been on this bull before, and he was bucked off, and he got hooked up pretty good. Let's see if he can get a little payback tonight. It's a big longhorn cross bull, red, white. He's going to be right around there.
There he goes. Hard to the left now, around the corner. Wagner's got a seat on him. Oh, yeah, back around to the right. Oh, he's got himself a ride, hung up just a little bit. Oh, get out of there, Wagner. Woo.
Boy.
I'll tell you what,
he took a hook in the sky. He got flipped in the air about twice there. Got up and put his hands up in there. Tough sucker right there now.
Yeah, that's one tough cowboy. I'll tell you what, do that somersault. He definitely felt those horns down. There's no doubt. That was one heck of a good bull ride for Wagner Luciano. And there's a reason why he's number one in the SSV upstanding.
Yeah, you definitely got to be a tough cowboy to be at the top of the standings, and that showed you right there what Wagner Luciano's made. Now, that sucker got, I'm telling you, he got flipped in the air, landed on his head, jumped up, and just, like, nothing went, not like another day at the office. Great. You know what that score, and you know what score he turned in?
No, I believe they're trying to get the scores in now.
I'm going to go ahead and guess 76 points. I
think he'll be number one. I think they'll score about 78 or 78 and a half.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow. Look at this.
I tell you what, right on the nose, 76 points.
Well, there's no doubt, Carl. This ain't your first rodeo, right?
Yeah, they should be paying me.
Well, that's going to be your leader right now.
Yeah, it looks like we got Bobby Lathrow up here next. That's brother Jimmy Lathrow. You know, Bobby's been out with a shoulder injury for the past month. He's back at his first event back on bull. Got a bull 43 calves. Good bull. He's going to be out there. Big jumps. He can turn back. He's this is a big, big stout Brammer Cross. Should be about 80 points on this bull if he gets some coverage.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bobby's one of those guys that Brian Corson picked for that team challenge for next month, so we're going to be pulling for him down here. We're going to have to get some making it sure set up for him for next month down there.
So this is one of your recruits, huh, Bobby Lathrow?
Well, you know what? They're not my recruits because Brian Corson is his team. He's the captain. I'll let him pick the team. We're just going to cover him and sponsor him. I told him we'd get some boys down here to win. Now, I know Bobby can do it. Now, I know he is coming off that shoulder injury, but he can make some rides.
Well, I hope they win a buckle for you, Scott. That'd look pretty on the there on the mantle.
Yeah, sure will. Well, I'll tell you what, Carl. We're talking about it now. We may end up coming back out and getting in the arena just a little bit ourselves. That's one of our goals we never accomplished was the ability to buckle. So we may come back a little bit towards the end of the season a little bit. Yeah, Brian, one of our team members training, just you know, kind of getting me back in shape. And you know, when I'm surrounded by such a good cast like Ty Harris and these guys, you know, kind of feeding off of them and learning from them. So I look forward to getting back in there just a little bit.
So you're saying you're going to get on some bulls at the end of the season. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think by the end of the season, we may just get a few. We had the opportunity to get back on to Myakka City, and it felt really good for that bullfighting challenge down there. So, I think we might just be able to do it.
Well, that's worth the price of admission right there, I guarantee it, folks.
Oh, there's no doubt. So, your fans, I'm telling you, check your calendar. We may be coming back in action.
I haven't paid a ticket for a rodeo in 15 years, but I'm dang sure to buy one for that one.
Oh, looks like you got Clint McIntyre. Oh!
Yep. That was Bobby Lathrop, I believe.
Oh, that was Bobby, wasn't it?
I think one of your team members might have to do a little more exercise. I don't know. I think I'd put Taz on your team if I was you.
Yeah, I think he might have to, huh?
Well, Bobby's going to have to knock some rust off them chaps a little bit. It's been a while since he got on some. It's going to take him a little bit, but he's a talented cowboy. I don't see a problem with him returning back to full steam.
We still got a long ways to go. Still looking at about a month away, so we'll get him down there. Hopefully get down to practice in a little bit and be ready to come back and ride some more bulls. All right, there, rodeo fans. Well, we got one qualified ride so far. Wagner Luciano with a score of 76. We got to slide on down, see who we're going to next.
Donnie, is there anybody running that show out there? Maybe a second with sweet old Tom. No, but nobody. They're just
kind of
don't know what they're doing.
Oh, looks like he's got a bull climbing out of the chute down there. Trying to get him back down. Cowboy able to get off all right there. I'll tell you, that bull was not going to wait around. He wasn't going to give that cowboy an opportunity to get down on his back.
What cowboy we got up there, Scott?
Yeah, I'm still trying to look and find out. Look here, he's still trying to come out of the chutes there. Oh, that was going to be Timmy Smith.
Oh, Timmy Smith, I bet you. Oh, I see that B1 Ditto. That's Pebble's named after Dustin Rory. That's what B1 means.
Okay.
That's one of the guys that works for Chris Stewart right there at the ranch. But I know he's a young bull, so he's probably not familiar with the bucking chute. He's trying to climb out of it like a spider.
Oh.
Yeah, I think I heard Donnie say that this is going to go to Gary Brown, I guess. Newly acquired graduate of high school last night. His ex, he was in high school. He's riding the PRCA circuit as well, and I believe he's sitting 19th in their standings in the PRCA Southeastern circuit. Hadn't even graduated high school, sitting 19th in the pro circuit right now, so that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, you're right off that. Gary Brown is one good cowboy. He's got a long ways to go, and I think he's got a long, steady career here. He's going to work his way up here real quick.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's going to get this one covered. He's a handy cowboy. He made our finals when he was 16 years old. He's got talent.
He's going to be on the bull from Chris Stewart, Master Blaster, so we're going to see what this bull can do for him.
That little white bull, he's going to be out there. He's going to turn back. He's right into his hand. He shouldn't have no problem with him.
There he goes, around to the left. Gary's got a seat on him, back around to the right now. Oh, off right out the whistle. That's close. Now, sir, it's going to be enough.
Well, I'll tell you what, God, that old Brandon Adrian, the bullfighter there, took a hooking now right after that was over. I'd never seen that bull hook nobody. He must have called his mother name or something, because that bull is sure hooked.
You said that was Brandon got the hook down there?
Yeah, it was Brandon Adrian, one of the guys competing in our protection series this year. That, if you didn't know that, these bullfighters are also competing in a protection series. They got their own judges. I bet he got a few points for that somersault.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you, a lot of these bulls, they don't like these bullfighters down here too much, and sometimes they get a little bit quiet. But these bullfighters do an excellent job stepping in for these cowboys and letting them get up and out of the arena.
The second somersault we've seen tonight. These fifth crowds in their money's worth already. We haven't even got five bulls.
I wonder if some of these guys could try out for the Olympics down there.
Yeah, for the gymnastics team, yep.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who we got up next.
Looks like, woo, wow. I'll tell you what. That cowboy there should have bought a plane ticket because he just got one.
I'll tell you, I know that bull, that monster mash they call that bull. That was Ryan Parker out of Kissimmee, Florida. I think he got a little stinger there. He might have to go out there and I think he'll be all right.
All right, well, let's go see if we can check him out here.
All right. Keep you covered on the radio station. You gotta look like he just got a little stinger landed on his head there. Should be all right. Oh, he looks all right. He's conscious. I don't think it'll be a problem. He's a tough cowboy. Well,
you
Scott's
right,
in our certified
well,
EMTs
heard,
out there, so he's taking a look at him right now.
You're back.
My lower back.
Lower back. You numbness and tingling in your legs?
A little bit.
Do you think you can stand up?
Yeah, you can get up. I'll be real quick.
Okay, bud.
Okay, I got you.
Well, it looks like we got a lot of feed over there right at the spot of the injury with Scott. Can you hear me, Scott?
Yeah, I can hear you down there, Carl.
Goodness. Scott, well, you won't get that on any radio station. The guy right out there, he looks like Cowboy's all right. He's coming out.
Is it right in the center of your back? More towards your phone? Yeah.
Now, it looks like we're going to go over here to Bubba Fredmore, 2007 Pro Series champion. This is one of my favorite cowboys right here. He's got a bull called El Gato, 01, out of Chris Stewart. He's going to be out there. He's going to come around to the left about three reps. He's going to jump out of it, guaranteed every time. Pretty bull. Bubba's just back on a roll here, and about third or fourth bull back from a little break, and I expect him to do a lot of stuff right here. Like he's got his hand packed in there pretty good. Well, Fred Moore, he just has a brand new baby girl over here watching him. I'll tell you what, just like I expected, that bull came out there, one jump to the left, three reps, kind of moved head forward a little bit. Bubba got run off his rope, lost his feet a little bit. Looked like he was truly getting aggressive there, trying to spur that bull. Might have got him throwed off a little bit. But that bull's no day off, that's for sure. Yeah, I'd like to thank their sponsors while I got a chance. Seminole Tribe of Florida, Humps and Horns. Red Man Chewing Tobacco. Appreciate all their help this year. On the road to LaBelle, Florida in January at the National Finals. 4 days of activities for spectators and riders alike. We're They're teasing Bubba a little bit. His head's balding up a little bit on top. He's getting old, you know. He's 24, 25 years old and already lost all his hair. Not sure what our next rider is. I know we're still in the Chris Stewart pen of bulls. Like, here, Donnie talking on the announcement booth. He's saying this bull's never been ridden before, and I'm not sure who he is. D1 Ditto. We're back to D1 Ditto, that bull that was climbing out of the old young bull. Timmy Smith from LaBelle, Florida. This cowboy right here is sitting number 11th in the national standings. Moving up, climbing up the standings. This cowboy had a rough go at it the past couple of years, but really pulled together this year. And you might see a real good ride here now. This bull had not been ridden yet, but he's just a young bull. He's only been bucked out a few times. About a 4 or 5 year old. Probably four. A little yellow bull. Up Stewart Penn out of Peace River. Well, that hell didn't last too long. That little yellow bull sure bucked. He was everything they said he was, that's for sure. Come around there to the left. Really turned it on. Got Timmy Smith on his back about after 3 or 4 reps. He's a pretty little bull.
Well, I'll tell you what, Cole. You down there with me?
Yeah, was y'all hearing me talking the whole time, or was I turned off?
Oh, shoot, no. Man, we were listening in. You're ready to take over the show here.
I got Jason Wade sitting right in front of me waiting to tell me exactly how he did get bucked off that bull, and I know he's waiting to tell me the story.
Well,
no, he didn't get bucked off. That was just an imaginary clock that went off at 4 seconds.
I'll tell you what, Ryan Parker, he sure did take a plane ride there. I'll tell you that that bull bought him a one-way ticket on Delta, launched him right over. He's doing all right though. He kind of jolted his back when he landed, but he's doing okay. He's out walking around now, so. So who all doing this while we were gone there?
Well, you didn't have no qualified ride yet since you've been gone, but we had that Timmy Smith just got on that D1 Ditto bull, got bugged off. That bull was real strong. They said he had never been ridden before, and, well, he continued that streak here tonight. And then that's all you really missed, actually. It's been going a little slower here this season. The riders are feeling, I guess they're thinking they're on vacation or something, buying a bucket shirt.
Well, I'll tell you what, they got the ball sitting here with us. They can play around there a little bit.
I'm telling you, I'm getting, you know, I'm up here really working real hard on this chair. They won't give me a rope so I can spur it down, but we'll go ahead and see if we can get these guys pushed along a little quicker.
Oh, here we go. Looks like it's going to be Brian Corson now.
Well, I know this is your pick for the evening, I'm sure. I'll tell you what,
I'll tell you what.
He said, Brian asked me how this bull was because we haven't bucked him a bunch. But I promise you, if he rides this bull, he's going to be about 86 points on him. I told him, I said, you better come because you don't want to miss out on the opportunity to get a short round.
Well, here he comes. Bull's out to the right. Back around to the left now. Brian's got a seat. Oh, brought back on his pocket. Oh.
I'll tell you that right there may have been over 86.
Yeah.
Really, that bull and the brother had a little bit moody. They sure bucked a lot alike.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, that bull was, too. He was a high mark bull. And Brian just kind of got rocked back on his pocket a little bit and right off the back end.
Yeah, you may have seen a high mark on the long round right there. That would have been tough to beat with that one right there.
Yeah.
I'd probably bring Brian up here and have talked to him a little bit, but I don't think I want to have this speaker jammed down my throat.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. He is a veteran cowboy, and I mean, he's been around for a long time, and he's not happy when he gets bucked off.
No, he's arguing with everybody on the way back here. Maybe he's agreeing. Maybe he's saying that was a good bull. Well, at least he didn't chase the bull out of the arena.
Hey, Brian.
Oh, that's not a good idea. I wouldn't ask him nothing. But go ahead anyway. It's good entertainment. Hey, good try. I told you he was a good one. I still got to buy you a Snickers bar. No? All right. I'd have to buy him a Snickers bar if he wasn't a good bull.
Oh, really?
He said I didn't have to get him one.
He definitely had his hands full with that one. Swift and Moody, look forward to seeing him again.
Yeah, I bet. I'm sure Brian would like to see him again, too. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, I'm sure he will. Yeah, if Brian get a rematch on that bull, he'll take it.
Well, we're going right to another rider here, and I just got busy talking. I don't know who it is. Whoa. That's Black. That boy right there, that's Blackhawk. Double lot Blackhawk. I'm not sure he got on him, though.
Junior Jader.
Junior Jader, Brazilian bull rider. Lives right here in North Florida, actually.
I'll tell you what, that bull's getting it. Got him around both ways there.
Kind of ripped his chaps up a little bit. I hope he doesn't do some nose dives in the middle of the arena like his Brazilian friend over there, Renato Nunez.
Yeah. Well, right now, we only got one qualified rider. That's going to be Wagner-Luciano coming in with a score of 76. So, still got a lot of bull riding action left to come.
Yeah, we might have to go back to the times tonight because we don't get enough qualified rides for the short round. We will fill it up with the highest second ride, highest first second in the first round. And, these bulls are really bucking hard and in this mud even. They had the disadvantage in this mud because it slows them down a little bit. But Cowboys,
not tonight.
No, not tonight at all. They like it. I'm not sure who's up next. We probably need to. They're really bucking a lot of bulls on that side. I can't tell who it is.
He's a rider.
Wow, we got Buckshot Morrison.
Ah, little Buckshot.
Over there in Bellsmere, Florida. This is one of Drew Carmichael's picks right here for one to get covered. I don't know why. What bulls he got? Oh,
Prince,
there you go. That's
little stutter stepping down there.
Oh!
He'll come around the left, and Buckshot kind of cheating up a little bit and kind of ready for him to go to the right. And wasn't ready, just pulled him right off.
Yeah, that's unlike that bull to have that kind of a trip. He was real, real eliminator type. And kind of Buckshot really couldn't get in timing with him there, it looked like.
Yeah, it looked like, that was real hard to get some timing on that bull. He really did a lot of stutter stepping out there. And just couldn't let Buckshot get into a good rhythm with him. But it could be a no score for Buckshot there. But we may fall back on some times down here.
Yeah, we haven't done that in a long time. So I tell you, in this arena, we usually get quite a few rides. But I don't know, maybe how many more we got. We're not even halfway through the long round yet. So we got a lot of time yet.
Yeah, for sure. Well, coming up on the second half now, I'll tell you what. I think that my take for the night is going to be Justin Walker after that. I think Justin can take that bull.
Justin,
he's a young
Walker
cowboy.
Yeah, Justin Walker out of South Florida. Yeah. Who? You see his first? This is something we can talk about on the air here, because we had a bull rider just cut one of the bulls a little bit with what the judges are saying, with a rowel that was a little bit sharp, and you know, there's a lot of things to say about that, but we have meetings about it all the time, but they found it legitimate enough to stroke him with a pretty good sized fine, and the bull's all right. He just had a small little scratch on him, but nonetheless, it did cut him. And we care about our animals enough to where these guys get fined sometimes for not keeping their equipment proper, and sometimes they injure the animals. But I don't think he'll be doing that again. I'm sure he'll be going home and finding himself a new pair of rowels.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. You know, these stock contractors, this is their livelihood, and you know, we hear a lot with some of the animal activists and that type of thing saying that it's, cruelty to animals what we do out here. But I'll tell you what, these animals are well taken care of, and these stock contractors take a lot of pride in doing that. So, I got to take my hats to them. You know, if they see something there, they want to make sure it gets fixed for the animals' sake.
Yeah, these animals are worth a lot of money. They're taken care of. They love them as much as they do their own kids, for crying out loud. So, that was actually one of the stock contractors coming over here and assessing, telling me that his fine was assessed for that. So hopefully it's not too bad. I don't really see a big scratch, but nonetheless, it's still a violation, and they're going to go ahead and stroke him for it.
All right. Who we got with this next cowboy?
Well, looks like another Brazilian cowboy, I believe. I'm guessing the Brazilian colored chaps will give that away.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, they're not too hard to miss down there, are they?
No, not at all. I'm guessing that was Julimar Bernardino on that X222 wild toad of that B&B bucking bulls.
Okay.
Pretty little bull. B-Bar B bucking bull. That's Brian Massey out of Micah City. Big fella out of Micah City. Old mullet haircut. Real good looking fella.
Yeah.
He's the last of a dying breed when it comes to those mullet haircuts.
You're not going to run down and ask for a date tonight, are you, Carl?
No. He's a little too big for me.
Oh, okay.
He's a pretty little bull. I think he come out of North Carolina, I believe, a breeding program up there. He's a blooded bull.
I'll tell you what, he came back out here and looked like he wanted to take a look at you there.
Yeah, it looked
like he had eyes for you.
Looks like he was trying to run back to North Carolina with that trip. All right, looks like we got our next bull rider up here. I'm not sure who it is. They got a helmet on, so I can't tell.
J.W. Court,
another kid from Arcadia, Florida, a high school bull rider. He showed a lot of promise in the past few bull ridings, and actually seen him get one covered. I said, who was that bull rider? I said, J.W. Court. I said, golly, he's sure shaping up to be a good one.
Yeah, he's really turning out to be a really good bull rider. We've had the opportunity to watch him for the last couple months now, and seeing him come up, he sure has come up a long way.
Yeah, it would not surprise me to see him get this bull covered. I'm not.
Here he is. Oh!
That's...
He is off in a hurry. Great job for Adrian there. Step in the middle and let JW get out of the way. That bull had eyes on him.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that bull right there, I know that bull. That's called Deuces, that bull right there, and he is a heavy bull. He is one of the bulls that everybody wants to draw around. They say he's an eliminator type, and he really is that type of bull. He's so heavy and big, he really jerks people's arms. Even the best riders have bucked off that bull. He's a pretty bull. I mean, he's got to be 2,000 pounds solid.
Yeah, he's every bit of it, and I'll tell you what, 2,000 pounds will get it out there. And, I mean, he just launched JW right there in a hurry. Only lasted maybe a second and a half on him. There will be a buck off for JW. Still only looking at one qualified ride so far. Roger Luciano on Broken Arrow scored 76. So, well, we do have a lot of bull riders to come here. Looks like we're right about halfway through the rides right now.
Yeah, we still only got one qualified ride. I'll tell you, we're past the halfway mark, so it's getting a little pressure on me because I like to brag about these cowboys being how talented they are and stuff. But I'm looking. We got Clay Walker. We got BJ Carter, 2007 champ, still up yet. That one on that Mole Digger bull.
Here we go, Ryan Jones. Ooh, out hard to the right now. The bull kind of stopped on him. He's hanging on to the side. Not sure if it's going to be enough to give him a qualified ride. Looks like that bull just kind of stopped on him out there and didn't let him give him a chance to get set, and then his rope slid down. So, not sure if they're going to give him on a, not sure if they're going to get him on a reride or not on that. All right, the rodeo fans, I'm not real sure. Looks like they're going to be a no score. He was on the bull they call Red Hot, and I'll tell you what, that bull just kind of stopped out there. That's going to be a no score there. Tough luck for Ryan Jones. We saw him ride last night, did a really fantastic job at the Remington Rough Stock Company. But looks like Jake McIntyre, Clay McIntyre is going to be the next cowboy up. You want to talk about a hand, this little cowboy right here will get it. Clay McIntyre is going to be on a bull they call Salty Dog. Salty Dog was the one that Brian Corson was 88 points on in Lakeland. There he goes. Around to the left, back around now to the right. Kind of stutter step. Around to the right, Clayton's got himself a seat right there. He's going to make a qualified ride. Ooh, got stepped on there at the end. Not quite sure if it's going to be enough to get him those 88 like Brian Corson had, but I'll tell you what, that was a great ride for Clay.
Well, I was saying that was my really the pick I was looking for to lead this round right here, and like you said, he didn't have the trip he had with Brian, but man, Clay sure certainly took control of that ride. He wasn't about to let that bull beat him.
75 and a half.
He said 75 and a half.
Yep.
I'm going to go ahead and go against the grain on that because that looked like a better ride to me than the one
yeah,
I've seen earlier.
It really did. I think that one there probably should have put him up around 78, 79 points.
At least 78, 79 points. At least. Now, of course, that's not official, of course, but he might be. He's a long way across that arena.
Oh, looks like Gary Brown is the next cowboy up.
Is that the official score?
I stand corrected.
That was off right there by 5 points.
Woo!
That was a hell of a
ride. It'll be all finger over. No score. score for Austin Grove. The score came out back to the right.
Hell yeah. Crazy. Good. I'm over here on the radio arguing with Donnie Newman, one of our judges. Really stir up the stroke.
He's putting the lick to you there. All right, that's going to be a no score for Austin Grove. I think Donnie's coaching him. Cody Robinson joining us down here at the broadcast. Just want to say hey to you. He's playing shy. Tell you what, though, Cody is one great up-and-coming bullfighter there. Been able to watch it. Got him on some video down there at Lakeland last week. Turned it back ass and rash. I mean, he was just getting it with him. So, really enjoyed watching Cody step in there. He's a good protective bullfighter as well.
Yeah, like Donnie's saying there in the background, the announcer, only two qualified rides here, and that's not like this group of cowboys right here. But we got I'm going to beat BJ Carter right here. Is going to ride this bull digger. He's going to be 78 points. He's going to lead the round. I don't think he's up yet, but I'm going to go ahead and bet on that one. Then again, these judges are a little inconsistent tonight, so who knows what will happen. I'm trying to get them all stirred up. You can't hear me too well.
Well, I'll tell you what. Like I said, I think my money's going to be on Justin Walker, the young cowboy. We'll see what that matchup is going to be like coming up here shortly. But right now, I think BJ Carter is going to be a good pick. That's a pretty strong one to have.
You got Justin Walker here on an old acid rat. He is a wild. Wait, this ain't him, though. This ain't acid rat right next, is it?
No, I don't believe it is.
All right, we got.
Oh, Ty Harris right here, I believe.
I was just doing that for the radio.
Yeah, here comes Ty. Back around to the left. Oh, not able to make the corner on him.
My goodness, what bull was that? That was 498 Mo Hallier, the B-Bar B Buffalo's. And if you didn't realize, see that name, Bo Howdy, I believe. Now, y'all don't know there's a bull called Bodacious back in the day. Everybody should know who he is. One of the most famous bucking bulls there ever was. This is a son out of him right there. And kind of making his daddy proud.
I'll tell you what, yeah, he sure was because he was bucking.
He's a pretty bull. He looks just like Bodacious, except with the straighter horns out to the side. But other than that, he sure looks like him.
And I think more guys ride it, or more guys get on the back of this one, actually come back with the teeth still intact.
Yeah, he did. He jumped out there, didn't he, and just blew up in the air just like Bodacious. That was a little scary looking.
Hey
Clay,
you want to expound
on your tour?
I'll just
want to talk about your
Looks like we got Carl down there talking with Clay McIntyre, one of our bull riders. One of the only two that could make a qualified ride tonight. Had a great job on Salty Dog. All right.
Yeah, I'm talking to Clay McIntyre here. I was telling him, you know, if it was me, brother, I'd have had you a little higher. I ain't judging, and they don't let me for, you know, one reason or another, but.
Well, who's the next cowboy down here now?
Well,
looks like we're going down there with, is that Rooster?
Oh, yeah. Well, number two in the standings, I just heard it. That's got to be Rooster McKeeman chasing down Wagner Luciano here all year long.
He really is. Now, he's got a bull, Bo Charming. What do you think he can do with this bull?
I was another bucking bull out of Bodega.
There he goes. Straight up and down, and I mean, Rooster's got his feet on him. Oh, just hop skipping there.
Boy.
Rooster is making a ride on that bull.
That right there is a bull that looks just like Bodacious, bucks like Bodacious, and he got him rode like Terry Don West or one of them other guys that got him covered in the day. But I'll tell you what, that was a heck of a bull ride.
That's
if
really
he
right.
ain't in the 80s on that, I am going to come unglued and throw chairs.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I think the fans will probably start to think that was one heck of a bull rider.
I got the judges all flustered, so they don't know what to do right now. They're confused.
77 points.
77 points. Give me your chair, Scott. I'm throwing it at him. That is... They are being tough this evening, but they are being consistent. I'll give them that. They are going to make them hurt every single point they got.
I can't say for you there, Carl. You're the one that hired them, right?
I'm telling you, they are fired as soon as this deal's over. Yeah, like this, Jason Wade just walked up here and said he bucked just like his daddy, Bodacious. He looked just like him, blowing up here.
He did a lot of stepping there, trying to suck Rooster back down. Great seat on him the whole ride. Able to sit back up on him. That was really impressive to watch. Not too many cowboys could do that. I think a lot of guys would get brought right back down. That's what Bodacious did. That's how cowboys got hurt.
I'll tell you what, you know what, this is my pick of the deal right here. It looks like it's going to be B.J. Carter, if I'm not mistaken, on this mole digger. Is it? I think so. I'm not sure, but is that Jamie Randant pulling his flank there?
It does look that way.
I'm guessing that's B.J. Carter. I can tell by the turkey feather in his hat. Yeah, it must be B.J. Carter. And,
I'll tell you what, they said B.J. said that he could get himself in the top 10 so he could form his team for the team challenge next month. So,
Well, he might do it right here. But he rides this bull, he's going to break into the top 10, I'm sure of it. He's been riding real good of late, getting really back on track the B.J. Carter way.
All right, here he goes. Out to the right now. B.J.'s got a seat on him. Still sitting at the right. Oh, he's being broken out. B.J. sits back up on the qualified ride. Woo! I think that's your event leader right now. I think we just had a lead change.
That is a lead change. That guaranteed lead change right there. That made some good recoveries on that bull. That bull really spun real hard. You see them shift them hips over there to set a qualified ride. That's B.J. Carter right there, 2007 champ. That's why he does what he does right there, folks. I guarantee it.
Yeah, there's no doubt. That's why he's a veteran cowboy, knows how to get it done.
I think I heard 85 points. They said 85 points on that? 85.5. 85.5,
wow.
That's over the lead and quite handily the lead, too.
Well, I'll tell you what, that bull right there was getting. I mean, he was fast, and B.J. just stayed with him. Got off just a little bit, made some great corrections. That was a great job for B.J.
Yeah, that's a bull out of Randant and McDowell. They own them together. That's a good little bull right there. And real impressive. 85.5, that's a lead around. That should not change, I don't think.
Well, I'll tell you what, if Justin Walker makes a ride on Acid Rack, I bet you he's going to be the high mark bull.
Now, that Acid Rack, every once in a while he'll have a trip. He'll jump out of it a little bit. But if he has that good trip in the ladder where he stays in it, he could be close to 90 points because that bull is double ranked. I'm not sure if it's him right now.
I believe it is. If he bucks anything like he did Wakeland 2 weeks ago down there for the short tail, that's gonna be a championship round bull right there.
Yeah, it does look like him, and I'll tell you what, bullfighters, get ready because this bull will smoke a cowboy.
There he goes.
Nope, that ain't him.
out to the left. Oh, nice. They got correction there.
I'll tell you what.
That's going to be one of those Brazilian cowboys.
Yeah, that wasn't an acid rat, that's for sure. He's red with horns, not black with none.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, there's no doubt you know acid rat. I believe a month ago when we were here, Carl, was it acid rat that got out? We had to pull him back behind the owl gate there?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he's a wild bull now. He's the one that's going to wreck everything up. He's going to wreck cowboys.
He also got out in Lakeland 2 weeks ago. So that is one rank little dude right there.
Yeah, he's juicy. There's no doubt about that. He shows it when he's fucking, too. Looks like they're going to give him an option of a re-ride right there.
Did he actually make the whistle?
He did make the whistle.
Okay.
Well, I guess he made the whistle. Didn't look like it.
There we go.
Well, that bull just didn't have his day today, did he? He kind of walked out there like someone forgot to pay his wages for the day.
That's a Twister there, isn't it?
Yeah, I get.
Yeah, that's Twister.
I'm not sure who owns that bull.
That's one of Jamie Randan's bulls.
Randan, one of Jamie Randan's. That's Jamie Randan. Yeah, Barrel Racer of the Year award. Yeah, we're even looking on the scanner at a acid rat ride last week with Jason Wade. He had a, like I said, that could have been in the 90s for sure.
Oh, yeah,
he
right.
He got him covered, but he didn't.
Well, I'll tell you what, this little bull kid now.
Come on.
Jamie was telling me that he had this little bull down there last week. This is one of his little babies that says he can look him up with an altar. Hey, BJ, that was a great ride, man.
It's not a bad thing to go into
Jay Carter down here with the announcer's booth with us.
Not tonight. No one's riding their boat.
85 and a half so far. Mole Digger is going to be your leader. All right. Look at the city we're going to now.
You know, there's a cowboy coming up. James Barfoot is absolutely a iron man. He ride anything he gets on. He's still coming up yet. I ain't going to count him out. He won't qualify. So we do got a few good bull riders still left. Like I said, James, always consistent. What else you got there? Well, Silva took fourth place in Lakeland, still get on his re-ride. So.
Well, I think between them and, I think another really impressed with last night was Kenny Hammack. Now,
yeah.
I know he's got a pretty ranked bull, pretty boy Floyd, but he's in the standings, I believe. Is he in the standings for Rookie of the Year?
Yeah, he sure is. Kenny Hammack sitting second in the Rookie of the Year standings, so you know he's a good cowboy. He's up there.
All right, here we go with this cowboy.
This is James Barfoot right here. Like I said, I see.
Oh.
Well, maybe not. I wouldn't have guessed he'd have bucked off him. But the bull is a little too much for him tonight. Their bulls are really fucking hard on this muddy ground.
Yeah, they really are. All right, there, rodeo fans. Well, I believe that's going to be a no score for Edmir Louis on the bull they call Schizo. Still got a few more bull riders left. Looks like B.J. Carter is going to be in the lead. Rooster McKeeman is going to be in second with a score of 77. Flying on down, we got Wyatt with a score of 76 and Clay McIntyre with 75 and a half. So we do have some qualified riders now. Still got a few more riders left. Here we go, Tim Plunkett. This little cowboy can ride some bulls. He's a rank little dude. He's on a bull they call Southern Blues, which I think is going to be even ranker. This little bull here can't get it. This bull with Jamie Grant, he's been in the short round most of the time. Summertime Blue knows how to get it. He will drop his nose in that mud. All right, Carl, we've got Tim Plunkett coming in there with Summertime Blues.
Tim Plunkett, back from, he was on the barrel racing tour with the girls for a while. He decided to guy up and come out here tonight. You know, his big old turkey feather that he wears on that head that everybody knows him for. And I'm not joking now, Scott. The old boy was riding some barrel circuit, and I teased him so much he decided he was going to come out here tonight and show me he could still get on some bulls.
Well, we'll see if he'll make it.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what. That brings up.
Yeah, that brings up a good point, Donnie. There, that 4th of July here, it's our Sterno team event. We have our first Southern States Barrel Racing Association deal, and we're gonna have the pretty girls from the Southern States out here running barrels during the event as well. That's something new down here. That's going to be fun to watch.
And I'll tell you what, Carl, that's going to be really action-packed. We look forward to it. Matter of fact, we're putting up a belt buckle for the winner for this. So we're going to donate a belt buckle to the Southern States Barrel Racers. We look forward to that and being able to work with them. Ooh, here comes Tim. All right, he's around hard to the right. Oh!
I'll tell you what, maybe that... He looked pretty good. Maybe the barrel racing might be something the rest of these guys should do for a little while to help him out. Because he looked like he really making a covered bull ride.
I'll tell you what, he sure did. He looked really good on that bull for them first about 6 seconds or so, and just kind of got sucked down to get brought down to the west side to bring himself back out. Ended up slapping down on his there, but that was a good try from that cowboy.
That's looking right. I've seen him making a long time. Like I said, barrel racing might be maybe the way to go for some of these guys to practice on a little bit. Not the barrel racers, barrel racing. Got Clay McIntyre walking around the front of the announcer's booth here, pacing, waiting to see what kind of bull he's going to get on the short round. Because I tell you what, every time he comes here, he always places, but he does not win this event. And it's frustrating for him, but I know he wants to get one covered.
Well, now, are they going to do the draft? Are they going to be able to draw their own bull?
Well, that brings up a good question, because I got a bunch of emails past month that we are being a little too, I don't know how you say it, but hey, what we got here? That was Cole Wooten right there.
Okay.
But as far as the short round goes, we got a bunch of emails and people want to see a little old school back. You know, they think it's a little, we're giving the riders a little too much. We're going to hand feed them their bulls and everything in the short round, not let them pick them. They say, why don't we do, I'd like to see a little old school cowboy stuff, drawing out of a hat, old school. So we said we'd try for a little bit to make some of them fans of ours happy, you know, the ones that spend enough time to send us emails. And I said, okay, well, let's do it a few times and see how it goes. And we like mixing it up a little bit. So tonight we're going to go back a little retro and pull out of a hat.
All right. Well, now, are we going to do that in the same way, kind of like we do with the draft?
No, we're gonna do. We're just gonna do it right back here, just like old school style. The judges will pull them out of a hat. They want to do show a little old school, so we'll do a little old school. Now that you know, that was Cole Wooten right there. Clayton's brother, older brother. Clayton's didn't come tonight, but he's the guy in the lead for the rookie standings. He's not here tonight. Brother Cole didn't have a good ride there. He kind of bugged off before the 8-second whistle. So I'm not sure who we're going to next, but have we even gotten to Justin Walker yet on Acid Rat?
Is that who we got down there?
I'm not sure. We don't have too many more bullets here in the long round.
No, we're around the hill.
Looks like he's going to re-pull his rope.
It don't look like Justin down there.
No, it don't. Justin would cowboy up and get that one, sit down on that bull and ride him without having to re-pull his rope. Like, I'm not sure who that is over there, but I'm going to tease him a little bit when I do see him.
Well, I'll tell you what. Now, what do you think of the crowd down here tonight, Carl?
I'll tell you what. It is not too bad considering big thunderstorms we had earlier. Looks like it's pretty filled up out here this evening. The crowd's pretty into it after B.J. Carter made that big ride over there in the middle of the arena.
Woo! Holy, fell down on him.
Oh, that was that bull really blew up there in the air. I think that bull blew up there so high he just lost his footing when he came down.
Yeah.
What bull is that? Oh, that's that problem child bull. He's a.
Was that Dustin McCarty on it?
Dustin McCarty, yeah, that's a young cowboy from Arcadia, Florida. He had his hands full of that bull problem child. I'm not sure what they're going to do with that. They say he bucked off before he fell off or bucked off because the bull fell down. I'm not sure what the ruling is going to be on that.
Well, it's hard to tell with these judges out here tonight as well, so we'll have to wait and see what they say. All right.
Hey,
looks like we're going down with Justin Walker now. There we go. This is a rank little bull.
Yeah, this is going to be quite a entertaining because I'm telling you, this bull's going to buck hard with the cowboy on his back. And then when that cowboy hits the ground, you're going to see a whole nother chapter in this story.
Yeah, you're right. These bullfighters usually have to. They know they got to earn their paychecks when Acid Rat is out here in the draws because they are going to have their hands full with him. We're going to see what Justin can do right now. Here he comes, around to the left, spinning hard. Oh, this blew his rope. Great job
Boy.
For those bullfighters stepping in there.
Yeah, that Yama Summerall making that move right there to take care of that cowboy. I'll tell you what, they certainly got by a little shaving score, that's for sure.
Yeah, they sure did. Great job for him on them. I'll tell you, he's going to get some points going into that bullfighting challenge, man. Looks like we got one more. Oh, we got three more riders. Looks like we're going down to Kenny Hammett down there now.
Yep.
Number two for the Rookie of the Year contention.
Kenny Hammett. Good little cowboy. I haven't seen him around in a while, but... Then again, I only go to a few shows a year, so I guess he's doing pretty good. He keeps moving up the standings.
Well, we saw him up at Rough Talk last night. He actually won the event, the only cowboy to ride two bulls.
Oh, well, I'll be darned. I'll tell you, that usually means they're going to do good the next night when on a roll like that. So I expect him to make a qualified ride.
Well, we'll see if he can carry it over tonight. Kenny Hammond, just a young cowboy. Got to get it done. He's sitting number two for the Rookie of the Year for a reason. That's because he knows how to cover some bulls. So he's got his hands full tonight, though. He's going to be on Pretty Boy Floyd. We actually watched Todd Harris get bucked off of him down in Miami City right out the 8-second whistle there.
This bull right here, Yellow Bull, he's going to wiggle and worm all over the place. and he is mean. He's going to camp out on that bull rider every time. He's the same bull that Rooster McKeeman got bugged off of in Micah City. Matter of fact, the last show we had, he's real good. Same bull right here, real mean. Notorious for camping out on a bull rider at the end of the deal, so I'm sure these bullfighters know this bull, so he's always prepared for it.
Yeah. It looks like they're getting geared up out there in the arena themselves. I know that their work's been cut out for them. They've done an outstanding job tonight. Got to tip our hats to them down there.
Yeah, this bull's real hard to ride. Just wiggles all over the place. Real hard. Then he finds a spot, turn back, and really get it on. But them first three jumps, or watch this, he's going to wiggle all over the place like a wiggle worm.
All right, here he comes. Out to the left now. Back around. Ooh, hard to the right. And, I mean, he just couldn't make that corner.
That was pretty boy pulling. Well, I'll be darned. He proved me wrong. He really had a good trip, honest trip right there.
Yeah, he really was. He was bucking. I mean, he turned back, and Kenny just couldn't make that corner on him there and blew him right out of his seat.
Maybe the level got a, you know, here in SSBR, level bull riding jumps up so high that, you know, it's bulls like that, you know, it's not hard to come by in these deals.
Well, I'll tell you what, Carl, we got a really exciting long go action, man. We really have. We've seen some great rides. BJ Carter with an 85.5 coming into the round. And then we've got Kevin Rooster McKeeman in second place with a score of 77.
You don't got a job, motherfucker.
Wagner Luciano down there with a score of 76. And then we've got Clay McIntyre with a 75.5. And I'll tell you, Clay should be up there in the higher 90s, but or in the higher 70s. So short a little bit. Salty Dog had a great trip. Looks like he's going to be the free ride bull now, right, Carl?
I don't know. I got Donnie Newman teasing me. There's 2,000 people out there and kind of distracted me a little bit. I'm not sure what he was, but everybody's laughing about it, so I guess it was pretty funny. But what was that again?
Well, we're just going down to the free ride bull here.
Oh, okay. This is that Well Silva, if I'm not mistaken. Good.
Right.
Is that right? No.
Well, it was either.
Yeah, Welton Silva, right. Welton Silva, I believe.
Okay.
I think. Yeah, on Twister. He was on Twister earlier. The bull didn't really perform. Got a re-ride. This cowboy took fourth in Lakeland, so I expect him to get one covered right here. That would fill our short round if he gets this one covered, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe you're right.
Right. How many we got? How many qualified? We got five, right? Five?
Four.
Four qualified rides. Well, it looks like we're going to have to dig down and let some guys that made it a little short of the 8-second whistle give them a chance to come back and whistle the money.
Yeah, we'll check in with those judges and find out during our intermission down there. Now, next month, Rodeo fans are going to let you know if you got to fake your way in. This is going to be an exciting matchup. We are not only going to have a team challenge sponsored by Stan Chewing Tobacco, but we are also going to have the Southern States Barrel Racers down here getting it on in the intermission. They're going to bring the top 20 riders from their Slack Performance back and ride during the intermission here tonight or next month. So it's going to be a great 4th of July weekend. Now, Carl, you guys also have an event in Arcadia coming up on the 4th of July, correct?
What's that?
You guys have a rodeo the same day in Arcadia, correct?
Yes, we have a deal in Arcadia at 2 o'clock, and at 8 o'clock we're coming over here for the team event. What's that? Oh, that's right. We got a special event also. If you didn't know this, Brian Corson's the bull. He's gonna ride a bull out there before the short round. Okay.
All right.
This is something. How old is he?
3 years old.
3 years old. 3 years old. He's gonna ride a real rank one now. Real rank one. I'm telling you. You're gonna have to. We're gonna definitely commentate this. You
all right.
This.
Is that it? All right, we're going back down to West Silva now.
Hey, Brian, can we go now? Can you do it now? Do it now.
All right, guys, we're getting ready to break down. Looks like we got Brian Corson's son, Colton Corson, is going to be down here riding a bull for the first time. 3 years old. We're going to see what he's got, what he's made up tonight. Anything like his daddy. Colton.
Yes, Scott, I'm going to have to go out there in a bucket. And, I told Colton I'd pull his rope for him, and I don't want to disappoint him, so I'm going to go out there and help him out a little bit, all right?
Right on down there. We'll catch up with you just a little bit, Carl. All right, guys. They're trying to get Colton set up down there back behind the bucket. See, he's going to – looks like Carl's going to go down and pull Colton's rope for him. But while we got a chance, we want to remind you guys, we got BJ Carter's going to be the event leader with an 85.5. We've got Rooster McKeeman on a bull they call Bo Charming, made a ride for 77. We got Wagner Luciano on Broken Arrow for 76. And Clay McIntyre on Salty Dog for 75.5. So we look forward to seeing that. Looks like they're getting ready to go down here to Welton Silva. It's going to be this re-ride bull. We're going to go back. Kelly is actually doing our video for us tonight. We're going to have those DVDs online, so you can go check them out. As early as tomorrow, we'll have them for sale. We'll also have them at the next event, selling them there. Hang on a second, Brian. All right, guys, here goes Welton. Oh, around hard to the right, back around to the left. Oh, not able to make that right-handed corner there. I'll tell you what, that little bull was getting. It's going to be a no score for Welton Silva. Here we go. We got four qualified rides. We're going to have to find out who the riders are going to be, but before we do, we're going to slide on down here. We got Colton Corson, 3 years old, going to be down here getting on a bull. He's all about the business down there, making his way down there. All right. Dude, where's your teeth? It's going to be the bull. All right, rodeo fans, y'all are in for a special treat down here. Colton Corson, one of the youngest bull riders ever, 3 years old, to be getting on this hill, right, bull? Dude, where's your teeth? It's going to be the bull. Gate man is ready to go. Bullfighters are out there set up. He's getting tied in.
Here we go.
Big
round of applause.
Here he goes. Woo, right at the gate. Colton's got himself the rod. Oh, there he goes. One hand in the air. Right down, right out the whistle. All right, rodeo fans, there you have it. Colton Corson's going to be actually getting on the back of his daddy, Brian Corson, one of the PBR bull riders, making an 8-second ride. They call him Noodlers and Teeth as the bull. Carl Soleri pulling little Colton's rope. Great job for that cowboy. And let me tell you, these fans are loving it. Great job for those guys. The rodeo fans, that's going to be our long round. We're going to kind of give you a recap and let you know what's going on here momentarily. We're going to play a few rodeo songs, slide on down here, take a little quick break, give you guys a chance to refill your water bottle. So until we get back, rodeo fans, y'all hang tight. We'll be right back.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin 8 is a winner.
On the back of a big cuss getting tore up from the floor up, I'm gonna push my luck, pull the gate and try to make 8 on an earthquake high stake. It makes your bones ache. Hey, hey, I'm losing all control. You know I'm gonna stomp, kid. I gotta get a good grip and set it off like a rocket. Yeah, I'm going to the moon and back again. Baby, what a wild trip. I'm crack-a-lacking like a bullwhip. I'm patting down with a tight fit. Yeah, it's a rock and roll rodeo. You know I'm gonna stomp. Yeah. Like a whirlwind. Gonna spin chock full of adrenaline. Kick it in. And here we go again. Ooh, like nitro. Gonna blow up like pyro. Baby, for the big show. Tumble like a domino. What a way to go. Crowd is losing all control. You know I'm gonna stomp, kid. I gotta get a good. Set it off like a rocket. Yeah, I'm going to the moon and back again. Baby, what a wild trip. I'm crack-a-lacking like a bullwhip. I'm patting down with a tight fit. Yeah, it's a rock and roll rodeo. You know I'm gonna
rodeo fans, come check out the Rippo Ropes on Makin8.com. Get a grip on a Rippo Rope today.
This is Brian Corson, and you listen to MakingEight.com.
Now, it's time to burn out of my mind. cause this ain't your mama's rodeo.
Doing, folks? This is Donnie Newman with the Southern States Bull Riding Association, and you're listening to the SSBR on Making8.com.
There's a great American hero we all look up to. When the times are hard and chips are down, he knows just what to do. Now a cowboy's got a set of rules that he lives by day to day. If you ask for his advice, he'll more than likely say, if it's a fence, mend it. If it's a dollar bill, spend it. Or it burns a hole down in them jeans. If it's a load, truck it. If it's a punch, ducking. She's a lady, treat her like a queen. That's cowboy logic, every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic, every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution, just about anything. If it's a job, do it. Put your back into it. Cause a little bit of dirt's gonna wash off in the rain. If it's a horse, ride it. If it hurts, hide it. Dust yourself off, get back on again. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution for just about anything. An old cowboy and a young buckaroo were working, riding fence. The old hand was testing the kid on his skill and his common sense. He said, son, if you've seen three men in a pickup, dressed alike from boots to hat, could you tell which one was the real cowboy just from where he sat? Well, the kid scratched his head a while, and then he said, well, there just ain't no way to know. The old hand grinned, and then he said, kid, you still got a ways to go. The real cowboy is the one in the middle. He ain't there just by fate. Cause first, he don't have to drive, and then, he don't have to mess with the gate. That's cowboy logic, every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic, every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution, just about anything. Simple solution, just about anything.
Hey, this is Carl Saletti with the Southern States Bull Riding. You're listening to the SSBR on Making 8.
dynamite. When they open up the gate, the sucker will explode. But I can win it all if I can just get him rolled. Turn him out, boys, and keep back out of the way. He thinks he's gonna talk me, but he'll never live to see the day. If he's a widow making devil with hell in his horn. But I've been around since the day I was born. I'm a genuine full-time bone-crunching, gut-punching, bull-riding son of a gun. I got my hand in my glove and I'm sitting down low. Rousing up my rigging and ready to go. He's bucking and a kicking like he knew I'm gonna stop. He's jumping like a kangaroo and spinning like a top. He got the bullfighters running and the railbirds are hitting the ground. We got the whole crowd screaming and I sure do love that sound. There ain't never been a cowboy that can't be thrown, but I'm wild and I'm woody, and I'm bad to the bone, and I'm a hard driving survivor, spur kicking butt kicking bull riding son of a gun. Then later on the season, I know the spot where the dance floor's crowded and the music is hot. Skin tight, blue jeans looking so fine. They have to run us off when it's closing time. Then I pack it in and jump into my pickup truck. Then it's pedal to the metal till the sun comes up. 500 miles to Denver, 1,000 miles to Butte. But when they come, I know I'll be setting it to shoot. I'm a little bit cocky and I got a lot of cowboy pride. So load them up, turn them out, cause I'm ready for another ride. I take a straddle of a hurricane that's fixing to blow. In 8 more seconds, everybody's gonna know. I'm a jive talking fast, walking straight, shooting boots, looking bull riding son of a gun.
Welcome back, rodeo fans, down here in Port Charlotte, Florida, with the Southern States Bull Riding in their Red Man Pro Series Challenge, the event number 3 out of 10. These guys are going to be competing for a buckle at the end of the season. This will be the trophy for the Red Man Pro Series Challenge. And rodeo fans, we are coming down to the short go. Let me give you guys a rundown and let you know what we got. BJ Carter coming into the short go with the lead, 85.5. He's going to have the bull taser. We've got Kevin Rooster McKeeman in second place, coming in with a score of 77. He's going to be on a rematch bull, Black Pepper. He actually drew Black Pepper last month down here, so it's going to be a rematch for him. Coming in third, we've got Wagner Luciano with a score of 76. He's going to be on a bull a little bit moody. And let me tell you, this little bull is moody. He will drop his nose and he will kick hard. Then we got 75.5. Clay McIntyre, he's on Moody Who. Then we got Ryan Jones on Crybaby. He was bucked off, but closest to the 8-second whistle. And then we have Gary Brown, who is another buck off, was drawn back. He's on a bull they call Wild Bill. So we look forward to seeing these matchups down here. We are moments away from this. They are getting the bulls loaded up in the bucking chutes now. And we're going to kick things off here momentarily. But really enjoyed having Carl Folletti, the president of the Southern States Bull Riding, joining us down here for our long go action. Not sure if he's going to be back with us. No, he's a busy guy. But we've had the opportunity to catch up with a lot of these guys down here. This has been really fun to watch. Rodeo fans, if you guys miss out on the opportunity, try to make your way back down. We are selling DVDs down here, and we will sell them at the next event. We will also sell them on our store page, so you can drop by the store page, pick up a DVD, order it out. We'll get it shipped out in about a within a day. We'll try to get that shipped out. But actually going to be sliding back down. It looks like Carl's working his way back up here in the announcer's booth with us, so we're going to catch up with him and see what we got going on. Looks like we got just a little bit longer, just a few more minutes left, and we're going to get this short go underway. So, Carl?
I'm not on.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you're on. Well, we can hear you just fine over here.
All right, we're back. I had a little break. I had to go talk to some friends of mine. Are we even going to get on some bulls here, or what? Are they going to slow us down again?
Well, we'll see what happens. You're the one running the show.
I can't run the show. I'm over here talking to you now, Scott. I let some other folks take control of the situation that's got out of hand, and it's all confusing over there.
Well, we got to check. It's been a pleasure having you on our show with us tonight. We certainly appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun.
Oh, I hope I could entertain a few of the folks out there and give them a few laughs and a little play-by-play action.
We got to remind them, you know, they got to get their way down here to Fort Charlotte next month. It'll be a great way to spend the 4th of July weekend down here with the Southern States Bull Riding. And, you know, we got the Red Man Pro Series of the Team Challenge, Event 4. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, that's a good time. That format is just a great format, too. Draw three bulls for each team. They decide which bull they're going to get on. It's fun. They have a good time with it.
Are you going to be a captain, or are you going to be a sponsoring a team next month?
Yeah, I'm still trying to decide which team I'm going to pick yet. So we're open right now, but we're looking. All the y'all are taking a good team, but there's a few left down there.
All right. Well, they are getting ready to slide on down here. We got some cowboys getting their ropes pulled right now. Gary Brown is going to be the first cowboy.
Yeah, you can hear a bull called Wild Bill out of the Randhand Lee Bucking String. Bull is, he's rival now, but he has not. He has been ridden by Clay McIntyre over there in Sebring. He is rival, and I think Gary can get this one covered.
I'll tell you what, he's going to have his hands full. We're going to see what he's made of right here. He's up on his rope. Calling pretty good. Bull's out to the left, back around to the right now, bringing him over the front. He's already slapped that bull. Sit up, making a ride on him, but woo! Now that was a shot. I'll tell you what, Yama just took a shot.
He's up. He's tough. Cowboy's up. Everybody's up.
I'll tell you what, that was one heck of a show. Gary Brown kind of got brought down, slapped the bull, and got brought down the front end. Yama Sumaroff stepped in there, and he took a shot.
He's pretty agile for a big boy out of shape.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, that'll get him in shape in a hurry, that's for sure.
Look at how big he is. He's a thick fella. That's why it don't hurt so much, I guess. When I used to do it, it hurt a whole heck of a lot. I could feel it right through my spine.
Now, did you actually fought bulls?
Yeah, I fought bulls for about 8 years. But that's why I'm sitting back here, because I wasn't very good at it.
I hear you. All right, Ryan Jones is going to be the next cowboy. Looks like you're trying to get that bull to stand up down there in the bucking chute.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, that's the bull that crybaby. He is one of the bulls up for Bucking Bull of the Year. He every single time. Is that right, crybaby? Yeah.
Yep.
But this bull is notorious for being a little tough in the bucking chute. But every time they get out on him, he is going to be. Yeah, like Donnie said behind me, if you ride this bull, you're going to be in the mid-90s. There's no doubt about it. He is that ranked. He is always marked 46, 47 points every time. this might be one of them deals, you know. This little gets real, they're going to talk about it. Ryan, I think he's looking for that story for me to write about him. This is the one to do it right here.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ryan, we didn't have to watch Ryan. He came up through the last several years. He was actually competing in Southern States when I was riding. He was also riding the high school rodeos. He's a good hand. He's got a lot of try. He's a good PRCA cowboy as well. So.
Looks like he did get down on top of that bull. If this bull stands good and steady for him, he's going to beat. I'm telling you, watch this. This is going to be electric. He's going to scoot out there, and then he's going to really get it on. He'll get scoot out, probably scoot out a little bit. He always runs the bull rider off the rope, and then he's going to really, really get it on.
What?
Looks like he's got to take another re-wrap here.
Yeah, bull's just not cooperating down there in that bucket. He's just giving him all kinds of trouble down there. You can't blame him because I think Brian Jones can ride him. It'll put him in first place. There's no doubt.
I'll tell you, he's one of them bulls that he don't want to take a read. I mean, he's gonna probably take two or three times to get out on him. And you don't. He's the kind of bull you don't want to opt for a re-ride on because you want to get out on this one because, like I said, you're going to be in the mid-90s on him.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Ryan Jones, he's a good little cowboy, too. Looks like they're going to slide on down to the next cowboy. I don't know. It looks like the crews are down there kind of trying to figure out where to go, what to do.
What's that movie, Rad, about the big woodman fight? Remember that, Rad?
Yeah.
Hey, Donnie's back here talking about retro movies and stuff and confusing the crowd. Bert, definitely Bert, confusing the crowd all kind. They're just, they don't know what he's talking about.
Well, I'll tell you what, you got a good announcer down there. We really appreciate listening to Donnie Newman do the announcing for a lot of your rodeos down here.
Yeah, he is entertaining at home as well, probably. It's not an act. There's no doubt about that.
Well, you know what? Well, we got a second here. Let's talk about it. We got the matchup. Now, Brian Corson has picked his team. He's asked Donnie Newman to be on his team. So what do you think? Do you think Donnie can come out of here and win himself a buckle?
I'll tell you, I've seen Donnie ride back in the early 50s, and he wasn't too bad. And but I'll tell you, in his time, he was a good bull rider. He actually rode a bull, Jerry Nelson. I can't remember the name of that bull, but that's going to get me. But he was took second in Arcadia, the PRCA annual rodeo there, and one time that was a big highlight of his career. And I know he can ride bulls, and I've seen him at the practice, as a matter of fact, got on a bull. He looked pretty good, actually, so not a bad pick. He's a tough cowboy, there's no doubt about that. He's going to try.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's going to be entertaining to watch, and we're glad we're going to support him. We're going to see him get back out there and knock the old dust off the bull rope.
What's that bull you rode in Arcadia?
Yeah, I just got to confirm. That was King's Court. If anyone doesn't know that, King's Court was a short round bull in the PBR Built Ford Tough Series. Donnie Newman actually rode that bull for 89 points in Arcadia. So we know he could get on some ranked bulls and get them covered. Of course, that bull was 800 pounds and about a year and a half old at the time, but that's all right. He's pretty ranked.
Well, I'll tell you what, me and Chris Stewart and all these guys have been bringing down here for the bull rides down here in Port Charlotte. You know, we look to see some great matchups. It's going to be entertaining to watch next month. The rodeo fans, make your way down there. Put it on your calendars, 4th of July. We're going to be down in Arcadia, Florida as well in the afternoon. But here comes Ryan Jones. Right now on Crockley, he's making the corner. Oh, he pulled back on his rope.
Yeah.
Hey, can get out there. All right.
Yeah, like I said, that bull is super ranked. I'm sure he's going to get a big score again. I tell you, if he hadn't kind of drugged that back in there a little bit, Ryan might have stood a pretty good chance if he had thrown him up on his rope. He's a smart bull. I'm sure he didn't want that to happen.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Yeah, he was did a lot of flat spinning, though. Just kind of brought Ryan back off his pockets because he couldn't drive himself back up there.
Yeah, that bull,
for that cowboy.
That bull does not give you any bit of a chance to get him covered, that's for sure.
Well, I'll tell you what, we have seen Clay McIntyre, though, coming in with a score of 75.5. Now, we both said that he was kind of scored a little bit lower. We're going to see if he's got what it takes. He's going to be a bull they call Moody Who. It's going to be a great little matchup here.
Well, I tell you, he's got to be a lot of points on this. I personally believe right here, if he's going to have to get this bull covered, BJ is going to just buck off his bull completely to get the win here because the bull BJ has named Taser, and if I'm not mistaken, they're like 88 points on him over there in Lakeland. Wagner rode him. He has 88 points. And like I said, he can be big on this bull right here. It's going to be a good bull ride. I think he's going to get him covered, matter of fact. There's another brother of that little bit Moody. Let's see him a little bit, too.
Well, here he goes, out to the left. Clay making the corner on it, still digging to the left. Clay's still with him, he's got himself, oh, right off at the buzzer. Oh, rushed him over.
Boy, oh boy.
Oh.
Well, that is tough right there. He was making a good bull ride. There's no doubt about that. He was, like Donnie said about it, he would have been 86, 87 points.
Well, that bull turned right back into his hand. I mean, he gave himself a good seat right there at the end. Just kind of got pulled back to the right. I think he was waiting for that bull to kind of make it turn to the right, and just didn't have enough with it.
If you notice that bull there, right there, he's a little deceiving. He don't stay tightly wrapped. He don't move the guy up on his rope at all. He don't not help the rider. He moves. Moving ahead just a little bit will keep that rider off his rope, straighten his arm out a little bit, like you've seen. But Clay, being as good of a rider as he is, he had to really pitch over there to stay on that bull. He rode that bull for three reps with a straight arm. It looks like we're going to go right to Wagner Luciano right here. And
yeah.
See how.
I'll keep an eye on him. Well, here comes Wagner now. He comes in with a score of 76. He's on a little bit moody.
Yeah, this could be a 90-point ride right here.
Yeah, this is a ranked little bull.
Up for bucking bull of the year right here. And he bucks Wagner off. He can stand to get that buckle.
Woo! Real hard around to the right now. Oh, yeah, there's no chance there.
I'll tell you right now. That was the rankest bull of the night.
So
when you make the quick work of number one rider that quick right there and you're that electric, that bull right there is a top bull of the night. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, that is definitely the high mark of the evening right there. That bull was getting it. And, you know, we were talking about it at the beginning of the rodeo. It would take Wagner Luciano to get dumped right there in that middle of that muscle that we were talking about.
Right. Yep, he was the one that did it for us. He won the Bullseye Award.
Yeah, he sure did. That's a lot of cleaning up right there. That put him right in the mud. One right little bull. Look forward to seeing that bull in the final for you guys.
Oh, yeah. No, he, like I said, he's one of the bulls that are up for Bucking Bull of the Year, and he proved why right there, no doubt.
All right. Well, we're going down to Rooster McKeeman now. Rooster comes in with a score of 77. He's getting on a bull they call Black Pepper. And if I remember, this is going to be a rematch bull. If I remember, he had this bull last month.
Yes, he did. He's going to come around to the left. He's a hard bull to ride. He's the one that nobody wants to get on. He is heavy. He scoots around there, and he blows up over his head. He's real hard to ride.
Well, he's straight out now. Rooster's got his feet on him. Back around to the right. He's going to make himself a rock. He's got himself a kick. Oh, right there at the buzzer. That's going to be a thumbs up.
Thumbs up. That's what you call a Lemonator Bull right there. That was ready.
I don't quite think that bull had his usual trick. He jumped out several jumps before he turned back. Right, but I'll tell you what, when he did, Rooster had himself a good little seat on him.
I tell you, you really never know what that bull's going to do. I've seen him have about 16 different trips. And that, just because he jumped out there too far, don't mean he was that easy to ride, I guarantee.
Yeah, no doubt. He blew up with all fours off the ground, and I'll tell you what, with as muddy as it is out here, the bulls are getting it.
Yeah.
71.
It was a 71-point score. Does not justify how hard he is to ride.
Yeah.
He didn't really buck that good. He was out of line. 71 is probably a good ride, the right score for that bull, but hard to ride. And there's, if you could be here to see that or be the bull rider that has to get on that bull, you'd know what I was talking about.
Well, here we go. Our final rider of the evening, BJ Carter on the bull they call Taser, comes in with an 85.5. What do you think this guy's got here?
I'll tell you, I got to root for BJ every time. One of my favorite riders. He's on a streak right now. He's hot. He's got to get his own cover to win the deal. He just covers him, he wins. But this bull is tough. He's only ridden once the past 6 months. Well, he's only been ridden once this year, and that was over there in Lakeland by Wagner Luciano. They were 88.5 points on him, and it was right at the whistle. I tell you, I'm going to go with BJ on this one. He's got the long legs, fit this long-legged, long-bodied bull, and he's been on the rankest bulls in the country, so I don't think it's going to jitter him up at all.
Well, I'll tell you what. This is what it comes down to, and you know, this is what the Southern State Bull Riding is matching up right here. This is some great matchups that they have, and we look forward to seeing this. BJ taking his rap right now. He's getting up on his rope. About ready to nod his head. There he goes. Bull's out to the left. Oh, BJ sitting off on the right, right off the bat. Going to be a no score.
Well, I went. Back judge.
BJ looking for a free ride. There, he kind of got some dead silence out here trying to figure out what's going on.
I'm not sure. I didn't see anything from over here. I can't exactly tell what the situation was. It looked like you said he dropped him off on the bucking chute. Looks like what he was saying. But they ain't going to give it to him.
Nope.
Going to take second place. Honey.
Well, tell you what, the Rooster McKee is going to come in first place with a score of 148.
Tell you what, that's going to put him ever that close to the number one spot. We are back in the race hard. These guys are just battling it out every week, and it just goes back and forth like a world champion fight there in the ring. So I'm
well,
looking forward to where we at next week.
Miami City, we'll be back down there.
Well, I can see. I know these two cowboys are going to be there and battling out once more. So I'm going to check out, but we're going to see you next week. Maybe I can do this again with you. I really
enjoyed
it. All right,
Carl. Well, I'll tell you what. We appreciate you having fun with us. Anytime, you're welcome to jump up here in the booth with us, and we'll get back with you. We'll check in and find out how things are going. So until next week down in Miami, we'll check in with you then.
All right, Scott. You take care now.
All right, you too, Carl. All right, rodeo fans, there you have it. Rooster McKee is going to be the event winner with a score of 148. And we got BJ Carter in second with 85.5. And Wagner Luciano with a score of 76. That's going to do it right now, rodeo fans. We're going to be back on the ranch on Tuesday. We're going to have our Back on the Ranch show. We're going to catch everybody up, tune everybody in to what's going on there. Hope you guys have a great weekend. And until next week, we're going to be down in Miami City live with Southern State Bull Riding once again. Rodeo fans, don't forget to check out MakingEight.com. Also check out Southern State Bull Riding at SWRNow.com. Find out when the rodeos are. Get on down, get a grip, and get explosive on one of these fun SSBR events. Until next week, we'll talk to you all later.
Got bucked off and stalled in Albuquerque tonight. Reno by next Friday night. But I ain't so sure, 'cause the bill's been piling up way too high. So tonight I'm going out and drinking and hanging out with my friends. And this Sonny Leopard playing the after party again. Well, I can't be down. Corey Rash held on the cash for a good ride. And Pandora's box lost the fight with Tater Porter tonight. And that Bull Kid Rock was no match for Justin McBride. And old Ross Coleman finally wrote Blueberry Wine. So tonight hurting on the hammer. And J.W. Hart's girlfriend sang the Star Spangled Banner. With his cross clear, got him standing for a hometown Louisiana crowd. And Sean Willingham's blue chaps represent the old dirty South. So tonight.